This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is September 4th, 2015. Today's podcast, one of my favorite podcasts, is the intro podcast, the Falcons Football Week, Rise Up Week 2015. For everybody who don't know, we do Falcons Football Week, the week every year. This is our second year, but we're going to do it every year, the week leading up to the first game. And so what it is a week of Falcons themed football podcast where we talk about all things Falcons. So we normally have a set lineup. We do the podcast we're going to do today, which is me and Double R picking the Falcons record. Then we do a couple more podcasts. Then we always rerun a podcast. This year we're going to rerun the Thomas Dimitroff report card. Today's podcast, which is my favorite shtick, it's the third annual Digital Darren and Double R Pick the Falcons Record podcast. So, of course, my guest today is Double R. What's up, homie?
What's up, Digital Darren?
Chilling, can't call it. Like I said, this is my favorite podcast. This is our third annual, me and you pick the Falcons. The first year, we did it, and you had 13-3. I had 12-4, and the Falcons let us down.
I've been let down 2 years in a row.
I was going to say, last year, you gave the epic line. Hey, if you're going to spend your money, this the year to spend your money with us. And the people probably don't want to spend their money with us after how we let them down last year. I think you had the Falcons going 8-8, and I had 7-9. Or I had 8-8, and you had 7-9.
Yeah, I probably would have got my 8-8. Mike Smith went a blow by.
Start off so far, that's a good lead. And so far, what you thought about Dan Quinn and what you seen from the Falcons?
Man,
look
like the same team for that. The same losses that Mike Smith lost in 2 games, Dan Quinn probably win them extra two. So they're not upgraded. They're not a good team to me this year.
What's the biggest problem? Before we go to the record, what's the biggest problem you see?
It's probably gonna be a line play, man. You got Stone getting beat up on the line.
Yeah.
And that's his name. He played center last year.
Yeah. Stone, the black center, yo. That's his name.
He played guard. I mean, in Miami this last game, but he got abused.
Yeah, Miami got a good line, but I think, I'm like you, I think the Falcons, their main problem is going to be O-line and D-line. And I think the overall problem, which is why we're going to rerun the Thomas Dimitroff report card, is that the Falcons just really don't have that much talent. And another podcast we did, this gonna run for Falcons Football Week, Rise Up Week, is the Julio Jones experiment. You know, last week they signed Julio to a $72 million extension. What's your thoughts on Julio and the trade, the whole Julio experience? What's your thoughts on that? And would you go back in time? If you could go back in time, would you do the trade again, or would you keep the picks?
Nah, I do the trade again. Come on, Julio, top receiver, and the way we draft, we probably would have grabbed some bull crap, so it probably was a good thing you did, Thomas Dimitroff.
I think nobody could be mad with what they got with Julio. But I think the problem with what I see is that Julio isn't enough. He basically, we gave up 4 pieces, unknowns, for 1 great piece. And so now, this is the problem. You got Julio and pretty much nothing else. Like, if you could name 5 players who haven't been, who are 5 years or under in the league, who the Falcons got, who are any type of cornerstones, I would like to hear. Because the only thing you think of is probably Julio, Trufant, maybe Alfred.
I'm going to be honest. You can't say Trufant. It really Julio, because that's pretty. You go back to, I don't know, he should have been fired, Thomas Dimitroff. You can't pick.
I mean, he can't will and disappear, so he can't pick. We're not doing for good free agents. I think he just don't see the overall problem with the Falcons. And so I think that You know, last year in a random podcast, we sent a letter to Arthur Blank about how if you fire Mike Smith and don't fire Thomas Dimitroff, that's only half of the problem. So he kept the worst half of the problem here. And it just seemed like the same problem to your point. We don't have any talent.
We don't have no talent. I think they go back to Thomas Dimitroff.
Without further ado, let's pick the records. You ready? First game, Monday night game, September 14th. Start out the season with Philadelphia.
Man, we can't lose that one. Eagles. Everybody been hyping them up about this run fast tempo. I've been hearing rumors that people go, they're gonna beat us by 21 at our house. So it's gonna really tell you. I don't see it. I got the Falcons.
Darren, I got the Falcons win. I got the good guys, the home team win. I actually think Chip Kelly don't go to the playoffs, but that's part of our NFL preview. Go check that out. One of the things Matt Ryan has been good at is being pretty good at the dome. I don't think the Eagles are as good as they were last year. I think they win the division by default because I don't think nobody in that division is too strong. So, to your point, I got the Eagles win. I mean, I got the Falcons win, excuse me. I actually have the Falcons winning by a touchdown. I trust Matt Ryan and Julio more than I trust anybody on the Eagles. We talked about the Philly Falcons game, but let everybody know that we are planning on doing a RTR Digital Darren tailgate or live podcast broadcast for the first game. So tell them where they can find out more information about the tailgate.
First, we need everybody to come out here, all of the Falcon fans. We want you to come out here and tell us how you feel about these Falcons. We want everybody to come get on. We let all our Falcon fans, all the listeners, Digital Darren listeners, come out there, get on the podcast.
You get on the podcast, you give us your prediction for the Falcons record. For the first game, you get a free t-shirt. We're going to have free giveaways. We're going to be broadcasting live on MixLR, so you'll be able to hear yourself live and in podcast form so you can tell your friends that you find us on at @RTR_ENT on Instagram, and that's what we'll add on Digital Darren Podcast and Digital Darren Twitter. We'll be posting information about the tailgate. Game number two, Sunday, September 20th, MetLife Stadium. They got the New York Giants.
Ooh, going up to see Eli, what Eli and them have over there. I ain't been watching the preseason, so. Last I seen, they had no upgrade. I don't know, what their defense looking like?
It's been pretty ho-hum. I mean, you know, the preseason is kind of one of them things. They don't really show too much. I'm going to take the baton from you right now. I got the Falcons losing for nothing else. They never play good against the Giants, and they damn sure don't play good up in New York. So for that reason, I got the Falcons losing.
You take the Falcons off?
I mean, just for tradition, they never play good up in New York.
Nah, I'm going to take a win. I'm going to take a win with Eli. He's going to turn you over, so yeah, I don't believe the Falcons defense. But I think Matt Ryan, he should be able to outscore us to win this game. I'm taking the Falcons. Matt Julio.
All right, so the third game, September 27th, Sunday, at historic Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Falcons, Cowboys. I go on to start this one because I know you got a good rank coming for the Cowboys. I have the Falcons winning.
Dallas ain't got them. Y'all pretenders. They hype y'all up every year. Thank you, American team. Matt and Julio can beat Dez and Romo.
I agree with you. I think we had a better combination wide receiver quarterback. I think we did this in the quarterback coach steakhouse comparison, but I think Matt, Julio, Dan Quinn are better than Jason Garrett, Dez, and Tony Romo. And again, going back to what I said initially, I think Philly is the team to beat in that division. I think the Cowboys are going to miss DeMarco Murray. I don't think he's getting enough credit for what happened last year. All right, Sunday, October 4th, we got the Houston Texans coming to Atlanta. I started off, Darren, I got the Falcons winning, and I got them winning big. I see them winning by like two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns, man.
I give you $10 if you can tell me who the Houston Texans quarterback is.
You're going to be sorry, Hoyer. I can see the Falcons on their high horse coming up and slip that away and let J.J. Watt dominate you and win that in your house.
So you got the Texans winning.
It's going to be a sneak one. I think we're going to be on our high horse.
You made a good point. Our line looked like shit. So you got me leery about that.
Tell you, watch this James Stone guy. If you allow right guard, we in trouble this year. He suck, man. So there's going to be a matchup issue all day. J.J. Watt will dominate whoever over there.
So let me ask you a question. Do you trust Houston's D-line more than you trust that lack of a quarterback? Because that's where I see the game is. Is their D-line better than them not having a real go-to quarterback?
If you can run right at our defense will give it up more than their defense will.
I think you done talked me into flipping. I had the Falcons winning, but you have given me something to think about.
Now, stay with the pick, because we're going to see the Falcons. I just know how they on their high horse. So, I got the Falcons at 3-1. You had the Falcons that way.
I got them at 3-1. I think we got – the difference right now is that I had them losing to the Giants. You had them beating the Giants. I had them beating the Texans. You had them losing to the Texans. So, just flip-flop a game or two. But you really have convinced me – of the Texans, like I'm kind of, I'm going to put an asterisk next to that game for me because I might change my mind on that one later on. After the first quarter of the season, we both got the Falcons going 3-1. So these next four games line up, six games actually, but the next four games line up real good for the Falcons.
Now, watch the Redskins here. October 11th, they hit dome.
You're right. I'm sorry. I misread that. Their logo looked like an at sign, so I'm tripping. We got the Washington Redskins here. Question, is RG3 still on the Redskins roster when they come to the Falcons?
I don't know why. They need, if they let him go, if they don't let him go, ain't nobody trade for RG3.
Put your GM hat on. Do you let RG3 walk for nothing this year?
I'm the GM. I'm not letting him go. You're going to stay here. I need some trade value for you. We moved up to get you. So,
I actually think RG3 has value. I think everybody looks at him. He may be an asshole or a jerk or whatever, but he's been to the playoffs in the NFL. And it kind of goes to our quarterback race card. If no team would trade him, I got three teams off the top of my head that should be standing in line to get RG3 right now today. Buffalo, Arizona, Houston.
I'm going to tell you about Arizona. Arizona is going to do it because Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer, stay healthy. They don't need him.
Carson Palmer made a glass, though.
Why? You see what you got on offense. If y'all had a quarterback, y'all won that many games with no quarterback. So
RG3, they go to the Super Bowl. A healthy RG3, they can go to the Super Bowl.
Only way I go to RG3 is Carson Palmer get hurt.
What about Houston? We play Houston, and we just talked about how they lack of a quarterback kind of doesn't make them scary. What if they had RG3?
But then you got to give Maryland a chance too, so.
I think Buffalo, Houston, Arizona, because I think those teams are actually playoff-ready teams with a better quarterback.
He'll get another shot, but they're going to have to be when somebody get hurt. Like, I don't see nobody going. I don't see nobody now benching their starter for him right now.
All right, we talked about RG3 and the Redskins too long. Who win the game?
I like the Falcons in that game.
I like the Falcons big in that game. Take out RG3, whoever the starting quarterback, the Redskins have a fucked up coach. They seem like they're an organization in turmoil and dysfunction. Falcons should be able to beat the shit out of them. Next game, our ancient enemies, Thursday, October 15th, at New Orleans against the Aints. First question before we talk the game, is there an RTR Digital Darren trip down there?
Well, we taking trip down there. The Saints, I'd love to go down there and we win that game. Party.
Are we calling it saying it's a trip right now?
Saying it's a trip. So all the listeners, make sure you go down there for the Falcons-Saints game.
So you called it out and said that we're going down there for probably a live taping and just a party in New Orleans. Question. Calhoun said the Saints are like an old fine lady who done lost it, but trying to get it back. They done lost it. They not as fine as they was and they prime, but they still got a little frisk into them. So you got to be careful with them. What you think about the Saints?
Man, they ain't no getting it back. Like Calhoun said, they're old lady and they prime. You done lost it, Saints.
So who you got winning the game?
We're going down there and beat them. We're going down there and A-Town stump on the Saints. But hey, the same, what you just lost your safety or corner today, so Y'all looking bad over there.
I got the Saints winning.
Oh, how you got the Saints winning? Not the Saints.
I'm not a Saints fan. Excuse me. I'm a Falcons fan, but you know, like I know, it's hard for them to squeeze wins out now, though. I don't know if it's because the team isn't focused. I don't know what it is, but even when we have better teams, we weren't in the hard times with them down there.
But the Saints don't have nothing down there.
Agreed. I think if you ask me what the Saints record would be, gun to my head, I'd say 7-9, 6-10. But I just think one of the wins they get is they beat us in New Orleans because it's so hard for us to win down there. I hope you're right. Let me back up and say this. I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
I'm going to be right about this one. The Saints, they don't have that this year. And I think we'll beat them. I want you to go with your instinct. Don't you say, but I think we'll beat the Saints.
Nah. You're right, man. This is Atlanta show. We Atlanta Falcons fans. It should be a law against people picking the Saints over the Falcons. Fuck no. And it's Matt's birthday. So for our partner Matt, I got the Falcons winning. You changed my mind. I got the Falcons winning. After that, next game, Sunday, October 25th at the Tennessee Titans.
I picked the Falcons there. You should go beat up. We should go beat them. Titans don't have that. The rookie quarterback, he remember what y'all did to him in the dome, so I picked Falcons.
Falcons all the way. This looks like another blowout game for them. I don't believe in Mariota. Don't believe in Ken Whisenhunt. Again, when you go against teams like that, you got to trust Matt Ryan and Julio Jones combo to at least carry us in those games. And no matter how bad our defense looks now and how bad our line is now, they are professionals. And Matt Ryan and Julio can do enough to beat teams like Tennessee. Sunday, November 1st, Jameis come to town. Falcons versus Tampa Bay.
Man, hold up. Before we go down. So it's looking real good for the Falcons.
Right now, we both got them. I got them 7-1. You got them 7-1. I said 6-2, but I'm going to go with 7-1 because I can't stomach the fact of saying New Orleans will beat us.
I got them 7-1, too. We both, the Falcons looking good and going in late. We're going in early November against Jameis. Here the dome. Yeah, you beat Jameis.
We beat the shit out of Tampa Bay last year, first game when they came to the dome. I think Jameis is better than whatever the fuck they had last year. So we both got the Falcons winning. At halftime of this season, we both got the Falcons 7-1.
Looking good for them.
Looking damn good for them. Start off the second half of the year. November 8th, San Francisco 49ers.
Man, I love the Falcons and them. That you should win, but you lose.
Some Calhoun said in our NFL preview podcast, go back and check out our NFL preview podcast, the NFL preview steakhouse comparison style. He said San Francisco had one of the worst off seasons in the history of NFL. I actually had the Falcons winning big. Colin Kaepernick is erratic. They lost Frank Gore. They lost some of their more steadier players. The coach was a D-line coach. It seemed like San Francisco, the wheels have come off faster than anybody expects. I have the Falcons winning. Double R, you got them losing, right?
I'm losing.
They got the Indianapolis Colts in Atlanta.
So I got them coming home 7-2, fresh off a loss, going against the new youth of Miami. Andy Luck coming in. Falcons should win this game, but I think they coming here upset us. Andy Luck. Come in here all upset the Falcons in the game you're supposed to win.
I don't know about that. I completely disagree with you. I think they beat the shit out the Falcons. I got to, to all the listeners, go back and check out our NFL preview podcast. Check out our quarterback steakhouse comparison podcast. We had Andrew Luck ranked in Fire Brazil, which is the second highest tier, borderline highest tier group you can be in. They beat the Falcons by two touchdowns. They beat the shit out the Falcons this game. Again, this is Digital Darren. I have the Colts going to the Super Bowl. I think the Colts served notice to the NFL that this day year. I don't think nobody stopped them in the AFC. And damn sure not the Falcons.
Frank Gore in the San Francisco, they done ran in the ground. You need, you're going to have to be, the young boys going to have to carry the team. So
Well, Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton already created a formidable combination. The two tight ends. So I don't think with Andre Johnson, I think Frank Gore has to be better than Andre Johnson does. But I think Andre Johnson just has to be good enough, and I think he has good enough in him.
Man, they needed somebody like Bradshaw. Bradshaw was the man running the ball, but he couldn't stay healthy. Yeah. I don't think they have a good running. I think their running back position is going to be the key for them. And they're going to do what you say. Who they started running back?
Probably Frank Gore.
You trust Frank Gore in a, 16-week season?
I mean, he's done it before.
I don't trust him in 30, so.
To your point, the problem is if he get hurt, though. They backups look shitty. I just looked it up real quick. They are counting a lot on Frank Gore. But then again, you can find a running back cheap, right? So, I think this Andrew Luck coming out part, I mean, this is where he gets in the Breeze, Rodgers, Manning, Brady conversation.
I agree with you on that.
We spend a lot of time on the Colts. I have the Colts winning, beating the Falcons in the blowout. You have the Colts beating them in a close game. So, after that, November 29th, they got the Minnesota Vikings at home.
Well, Minnesota Vikings at the house. Matt Ryan, y'all should win this, so I'm picking the Falcons.
I'm going against Double R this time. I got the Falcons losing to the Vikings. I actually like Teddy Bridgewater a lot, like Adrian Peterson even more. I think that's going to be their kryptonite, Adrian Peterson running roughshod all over them. So I got Teddy Bridgewater winning against the Falcons in the Dome.
I'm going to tell you this. I like Bridgewater, but Matt Ryan should outscore him. Second-year quarterback coming in your house. You should outscore him. You're Julio. Y'all should win the game. Y'all get paid the big bucks.
Stop right there. So we did the podcast, the NFL $100 million problem. And I know me and you talked about it offline. When you pay Matt Ryan $100 million and you get Julio a $72 million extension, is there enough money to fill all the holes that the Falcons can fill?
It ain't, but just when you get them to a lot, all that money, you banking on them to win the game. So
no,
but I'm asking you, do you think Matt and Julio can outscore anybody tandem? That's what they're getting paid, to outscore anybody tandem.
Let me say this: all the Falcons need is an average offensive line, and we can go back through nothing else. Just average offensive line, nothing else but tandem on tandem. They got a better tandem than the Eagles, the Texans, the Redskins, the Saints, the Titans, the Bucks, the 49ers, and the Vikings. So, even then, that puts them at what? 8-2 or something like that. So, that just those two together, that's enough firepower to outscore any other people's best two. Will they? It's a different story.
I don't even want to get into this, but this is another podcast. I'm just going to touch on it briefly. When you spend that much money, them two, they're paying the coach to develop an offensive line. You can't go buy them on offensive line. You should have did that. If you put that much in your quarterback, you're supposed to protect them, but same thing that they might be.
Let me ask you this. Carolina did this, and it's going to be funny because we're going to talk about them in a minute. Would you have brought the blindside kid in, Michael Orr, because he went to Carolina on cheap? You know, the Ravens cut him, and he went to Carolina on cheap. Would you have brought him in just to feel that right side of he could have been a right guard or a right tackle for you?
For the Falcons?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, brother. Why? No matter what he do, he's better than what we got.
Worst case scenario, he's a backup you can trust, right?
And we would have brought him in for cheap.
Yeah, because the Panthers got him off a free agent, basically off the scrap heap. And so those are the type of moves that distinguish great teams from good ones. Like, I'll give you another move that kind of frustrated me. I'm not a big Fred Jackson fan, but the Bills cut Fred Jackson. The next day, Seattle signs him. Like, it seems like the great teams are always willing to take those type of chances when the Falcons don't.
Well, you have nothing to lose with him on him. He just got cut.
Exactly. So, that's another reason why Dimitroff fails us, right? Like, those little cheap, they don't hurt us to try moves. They never do those.
I'm going to ask you this. I hate to get back. We're going to get back on Dimitroff. But when, what's his name? The boy in Miami. The white boy in Miami got kicked off the team for messing with the dude.
Richard Incognito. We should have got him.
Ought to be him, boy. So why the dude? What you think, dude? Is the 5 on his image now, or you just can't come to me because I just don't know.
I think it's a combination of both. You know, they were talking about doing things the Falcon way, which is what the fuck is the Falcon way when you really ain't winning shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, and I think he don't know no better. I think he's not a good GM. Like, we give him a lot of shit, and Mike Smith didn't deserve to go out with him keeping his job. But Dimitrov's just, the Falcons don't have the talent. Like you said, somebody else picked up Incognito. I forgot what team he on. But he should have been worked out. Like, if we don't keep these cats, that's one thing, but at least work them out. That's what kind of gripes me with the Falcons.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Well, I'm getting off top of it a little bit, but yeah, fucking Devontae Freeman or this little rookie, I would have brought in Ray Rice for the low. He ain't going for nothing, though, just to see what he got. Or would you pull the trigger on that?
I won't pull the trigger on Ray Rice. I think he's too old. Been out the league. I mean, I'd give him a workout, but I wouldn't really take it seriously.
At least work him out.
Yeah. Working him out is free, right? Like,
we don't have them at running back. That's just my point.
Oh, yeah. And I think that media perception is different from him. So the media has turned from he's a villain to, oh, he needs a second chance. So it's not like you get bad press by working him out. Everybody's kind of on his side now. We're gonna run the free agency podcast a day after we do this podcast. And one of the things Calhoun begged the Falcons to do, because we recorded that in like March or something, right, going into free agency or right around free agency. And one thing Calhoun begged Dimitrov to do was at least look at Greg Hardy. Like, why not look at Greg Hardy? He was free. It was free to look at him. Dallas didn't have to trade shit to get him. He was free. Why not look at him?
It sets you apart from. I love Arthur Blank to death. I'm trying to promote this good image, but we need some players right now. Like, I'm gonna be honest. I'm getting away from the title, but it's only so long that Matt, Ryan, Julio can do this. Like, if you think you're gonna do it in this new stadium, I don't think so. But the window right now is for the Falcons. It's the win now. Can you wait?
Matt Ryan in his prime, and by and large, where your quarterback goes, so is your team goes. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you on that. You made a good point, and I want to ask you a follow-up question to this. New England and Seattle don't have star wide receivers. Like, they just get by with whoever, right, and build up other parts of their team, defense mainly. If the Falcons would have traded Julio and got 3 picks for it before the season started, would you have been mad about that? Before the draft, let's say the Falcons traded Julio, got 3 picks or 4 picks, would you have been mad about that?
I would have been pissed, but why are you going to trade your best thing on offense, your best offensive player, and you don't draft well? The Falcons, like, I ain't mad at the Julio pick. If you would have drafted, if Thomas and Mitchell would have drafted, you would have drafted some bombs.
Yeah.
I hate Thomas Dimitrov.
So you're saying he need to draft a for sure thing. That's the only thing he can draft, because a lot of his GM tenure is based on drafting Matt Ryan and the Julio trade.
When you draft, if it ain't a for sure pick, he don't make them. Who other he draft? Thomas Dimitrov drafting him. Anything in the first round, they still him. Yeah. Anybody that's it. Falcons
have
number 2 Pro Bowlers on
their
team right now.
I'd say 2.5. True front's a half.
Shit, you ain't good. You think you shouldn't even run 2-1, man.
Yeah.
You decent, man. They bumming on you. They don't have no secondary. We got a shitty defense.
All right, so let's get back to the game. We at 11 games in. The 11th game, December 6th. Tampa Bay, at Tampa Bay.
Going down there, December 6th. I see the Falcons losing their game. The Falcons go down there and make it a close game, and they should. And they're going to, Jameis Winston going to find a way to win it, because the Falcons defense going to give it up.
I agree with you. I had the Falcons losing this game. This is a trap game for them. So they'll be riding high, kind of having a decent record. I got them losing this game. just for the standpoint that they'll be focused. Everybody would be patting them on their back right now because the Falcons are looking at what, 9-2, 8-3. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be all this yet rah rah rah. And I think the Falcons lose focus, and I think that's the game they slip up and do. We both got them at 7-4.
Yeah, we go down to December at Carolina. Cam,
they lose.
I agree. They lose that. Even though it ain't gonna be Cam that beat you, I think their defense is gonna demolish it.
Oh yeah, that's what get the Falcons right. So Cam can only do so much, right? Like they've handicapped him with not getting him enough weapons. Kelvin Benjamin getting hurt is a big blow for Carolina, but you made a good point earlier. Carolina will beat the Falcons not because of Cam and offense. They'll beat the Falcons strictly because of what their defense will shut the Falcons all the way down. So I got the Cam them winning. It's going to be low scoring because I don't think the Panthers can generate a lot of points like that. I look down. I got the Falcons on the four-game losing streak. I got them losing to Indianapolis, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, and Carolina. And you got the Falcons going 1-3 during that time. You got them losing to Indianapolis, beating Minnesota, losing to both Tampa Bay and Carolina. Thank God December 20th, we go play the Jaguars. So
yeah, I'm looking at that. We'll get a win at the Jaguars.
So before we say that, everybody who listens to DigitalDarren.com, our frequent listeners, know that I like the Jaguars.
Ah, but I know you're going to pick Jaguars.
No. I'll just say, you know I like the Jaguars. Well, for some reason, I like the Jaguars. I don't know what it is.
Man, I remember the year they went 0-16. You picked them to go 8-8, man.
I did. I thought they was in a winnable division. I mean, I can't lie. I'm something about the Jaguars. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm a sucker for a hard look case or an underdog story.
He's a win, man. He's playing Jaguars. Even though we're going to be beat up, hurt, we might have Tolo playing goddamn tackle like he did last year. It's going to be a long season for the Falcons. You'll default your way into the playoffs.
I want to just say something about Tololo. I know he's probably the last person who needs to be talked about on this podcast. We went to see the Falcons practice one day. Me, Digital Darren, Double R Calhoun. And physically, he was one of the most imposing physical people on the team, right? Like, you looked at him like he looked like a NFL player.
Man, he's just tall. He don't look.
I thought him and Tyler Starr, to me, they look big as fuck.
I mean,
they ain't intimidating
nobody out there.
I ain't saying intimidate, but I'm just saying, like, you looked at them and you could be like, darn, they should be doing more than what they're doing with their size.
They don't have a heart, man. It ain't in them. That's why. It's fun when we go out there and look at the Falcons. We went out there for this training camp. We should have had a live Digital Darren. We did have a live Digital Darren podcast, but.
Well, they were playing music doing it, right? So it was kind of hard to get a good sound when they were playing music. What do you think about them playing music at practice? Because Dan Quinn is method behind that madness. Dan Quinn says he helps them keep focused, gets them used to playing with sounds around. So communication has to be a little more precise. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree, but y'all don't deserve to play no music. I'm a critic on the sound.
All right, well, let's get back. We got two more games to wrap up the season. We got Carolina and Cam at the Dome.
I hate to say it, but Cam, they might sweep us this year. And they don't have nothing. It's just going to be on the defense. The Falcons, I don't trust the Falcons.
So you got Carolina winning?
Carolina winning.
I got Carolina winning, too. You said it best. It's hard to say that Carolina, because I don't have Carolina. I have Carolina going like 8-8 or something. I don't have a real strong outlook for them. But like you said, Cam them don't have enough weapons, but their defense cover a lot of that shit up. So I got them winning because of defense, not because of offense. So to sum it up, we both got the Falcons losing. You got the Falcons losing. I got the Falcons losing to Cam, though. And they get swept by the Panthers.
Come back home against the Saints.
Last game of the year, the Saints. Is it a double R? Is it a RTR Digital Darren tailgate for the game. January 3rd, New Year 2016, is there a tailgate to send the Falcons out?
Well, you know we tailgate. The Digital Darren podcast show will be tailgating live. So y'all need to come out and tell us who you pick. But y'all Saints fan, you come out here. Want to do your little front line and stuff. We're going to rain on your parade.
We're going to shit on their parade. Let me start off. No way in hell the Falcons lose Sunday, January 3rd, 2016. We'll already have the division wrapped up. We'll just beat them just to be beating them because we enjoy beating the Saints. Darren, I got the Falcons winning.
I love the Falcons. Double R here. Man, I think we're going to slip and lose this game. Like you said, we had the division locked up. But we'll slip and lose this game.
No, double R. You got them winning in New Orleans. You got New Orleans coming returning the favor back here.
We'll be playing for nothing. I see the Falcons slipping up and losing. We end our record with 9-7.
All right.
I hate to say it.
That's your record. That's your prediction. So we're wrapping up the third annual Digital Darren Double R pick the Falcons record. So Double R, Falcons expert, Falcons fan, you got them going 9-7. Digital Darren, I got them going 10-6. All of us have them losing starting like week 10, week 11. Like they start to get on the losing slide around San Francisco, Indianapolis. How much does the schedule benefit the Falcons this year?
Benefit us a lot. So it give Dan Quinn, first year coach, to see what you have.
I think this is fool's goal, and I forget the correct term, but fool's goal is one term, but it's another term that I want to use and I forget. I think this will lead to all sorts of problems long term because we both got the Falcons winning, and you got them making the playoffs, right?
That shit made the playoffs. With this week division, yes. If you made the playoffs, Dan Quinn, you got to go.
Well, not Dan Quinn, Dimitrov had to go. But I think that the problem is ultimately,
well, somebody in the organization need to be fired.
But I think that this is kind of the problem, right? So a season like this, I got the Falcons winning the division. You got the Falcons winning the division. And we both got them going to the playoffs. A season like this leads to people like Thomas Dimitrov getting the extensions. It leads to them not really attacking the problem. Because what's going to happen is that the Falcons are going to make the playoffs. They may catch somebody in the first round at home and beat them. But at the end of the day, the Falcons are still two or three tiers below the best teams in the NFC.
Man, come on. Do you think if they win a playoff game or get in the playoff tournament, to be sure to keep his job? No. You got to damn near get us to the...
No. If they make the playoffs, he keeps his job and gets an extension. He got a one-year contract. I promise you, Double R. If they make the playoffs, he get an extension. You can write it down. You can quote it. You can stamp it. You can put it in pen. If he makes the playoffs, he gets an extension.
I'm going to come back and say you don't. You made the playoffs, you don't get no extension. It's really, if you don't go to the championship game, I can see it. If he goes to the championship game, I can see him getting an extension. If you don't go to the championship game, your ass might be playing for your job this season.
I'll bet you on the podcast where everybody can hear. Tell me or bet you on the – we'll bet them.
We'll bet them.
I'm a vegetarian. We can go whatever restaurant you want if he don't get extension if they make the playoffs. So let me back up for the fans. We both want the Falcons to make the playoffs. So we're not saying that. We want them to make the playoffs. I think what I'm saying is it's a catch-22. If the Falcons make the playoffs, Dimitrov keeps his job, which we don't want as Falcons fans.
We don't, but I'm going to tell you this. If you don't get us to the championship game, if you keep your job, you don't get nothing but one more year.
He gets a multi-year extension, Double R. I promise you that. I bet good money he gets a multi-year extension.
At least we win one game in the playoff. If you get us to the playoff, you shouldn't get no extension.
All he got to do is get us there. He gets a multi-year extension. I bet you that. Arthur Blank like him too much.
Why would you?
Thomas Dimitrov is like a girl who you like. The smallest thing she do, it may be insignificant to her, but it means the world to you. I think that's how Arthur Blank and Thomas Dimitrov relationship is. If he just do a little bit, it means a lot to Arthur Blank. And so if he gets the Falcons to the playoff, Arthur Blank, he gonna go ape shit.
Now, I think Arthur Blank called the shot, man. They say Arthur Blank telling who to draft and he going to get it. So you ain't doing it. You ain't winning nothing with his money. You letting your boss tell you what to do.
Arthur Blank, that's even more reason you keep him.
Why? Your boss ain't no GM. He don't know nothing about football, so fire his ass.
If he didn't get fired last year, he damn sure ain't gonna get fired after a playoff season.
You got to make something happen, boy. You got to draft some diamonds in the rough. If I'm the owner, boy, you got to draft some diamonds in the rough. If you ain't doing that, we ain't get to the playoffs. You got to win one game. I'm firing your ass. Why Arthur Blake keep him around? He haven't done that. His track record show. He haven't done nothing.
His track record show Arthur Blake keep him around, too. But let's wrap up Dimitrov, because Lord knows we can go all night on this climb. But we're going to wrap up. To conclude the third annual Digital Darren and Double R Pick the Falcons record, you got the Falcons going 9-7. I got the Falcons going 10-6. We both got the Falcons winning the division, making it to the playoffs. When they make it to the playoffs, we'll make another prediction from that point on. But right now, we just predict the regular season and if they're going to the playoffs or not.
I'm going to ask you this, Digital Darren, while we on thing. The Falcons, you make it to the playoffs, you get a home playoff game. I'm a Falcon fan. I love the Falcons. I see you get a home playoff game and losing.
Oh, yeah. Falcons are fatally flawed now. A lot of them making it to the playoffs, 80% of them making it to the playoffs is just schedule. And I'm going to wrap up with that. I'm going to ask you some questions about the schedule. But I'm looking, you catching Tennessee, San Francisco's, Jaguars, the Redskins. Like, the NFL doing everything they can to help us make the playoffs. I agree with your point. They will be the weakest team in the NFC in the playoffs from a talent standpoint. So they damn sure could make it and lose to whoever in the first round. I want to wrap up with this. Pick two games on the schedule that stand out to you for any particular reason. It could be something stupid. It could be something great.
And I'm going to tell you that when I want the Falcons to win against Andrew Luck, if I'm Matt Ryan, but you ain't coming to my house to beat me. But I don't think Matt Ryan just got that killer instinct to not let Andrew Luck come in here and win the game. Matt Ryan, you just ain't got. I love the Falcons, but Matt Ryan, you ain't got that killer instinct yet. I hope you prove me wrong this year.
That's the game to stand out to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this game, it probably gonna be that Cam game. They're gonna be two crucial games. I think home games you should win. I think he will lose.
Two games that stand out to me. One, the first game. I think Philly's a good yardstick. Was the preseason a fluke, or was it kind of really we can't block nobody. We can't really tackle anybody too well. Is our line? I think Philly shows us if our line play is that bad, or if it's just fool's gold. The Giants game stand out to me because we never do good in New York. If we can get through those two games, 2-0, season lines up pretty good for us. But the Philly game and the Giants game, that's my bonus, the Giants game. But another game that stand out to me is the Jaguars. At that point in the year, we'll be beat up, we'll have injuries, we'll be hurt. A great team takes care of business against a team like the Jaguars. If the Falcons fuck around and play, we both got the Falcons winning. If they go and handle business like they're supposed to, those are the type of games at that point in the year where I want to see them beat the shit out of the Jaguars.
True. Yeah. But the first game really going to be the statement. I've been having people come up to me telling me, Eagles fans, that the Falcons might lose by 21. I was like, man, you must don't know the quarterback y'all have, Sam Bradford.
The glass man. He's the OG of getting hurt. That's why we did the quarterback race car podcast. People laugh and think we're trying to be funny. No, the day he got extension, me and Calhoun said we had to do a podcast about that shit and about him. Sam Bradford, your point is valid. Sam Bradford ain't shit.
Shouts out to ESPN. Keeps swagger jacking us. The Digital Darren pod. Y'all doing the quarterback steakhouse, man. Just give us a check, man.
Hey, ESPN took a couple of ideas, man, but it's all love. Sign us to a contract so we can be on the Atlanta radio waves. We'll be good with that. This is the real start of football season. Once Digital Darren and Double R do their Falcons record, then in my mind, football season has started. So, Double R, appreciate it.
Oh, anytime.
You know we're going to do picks and kicks, and we got a lot of good stuff coming up. Remember, this is Rise Up Week, Falcons Football Week. We're going to drop a new podcast every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So if you at work, you need something to listen to, I can tell you some of the podcast scheduled now. So Monday will be what you're listening to now, Visual Darren and Double R Pick the Falcons record. Tuesday will be Calhoun and myself talking about what Falcons did in free agency. Friday, we'll replay the Thomas Dimitroff report card with Double R and Calhoun, get to talk about the moves Dimitroff made, and I got to sit there and defend them. It'll be a replay of a podcast 6 to 8. And the other 2 days, we got a couple of podcasts we want to do. So we're going to have some fun with it or whatever. So thank you guys for listening. This is Falcons Football Week, Rise Up Week, DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.